Somewhere in a generic small town in an unspecified part of America lives a cat. Cunning, stealthy, and amazingly fluffy, he was a hit with every human he met. His name was Crescent Benvolio Alice. It was a dark and stormy night as I surveyed my view from the third floor window's edge. The clouds twisted and turned with my stomach. They too knew something was about to go down. You see, assistants like Micah and Salem, chaos lurked around every corner, but today was different. The way the rain beat against the window told me this ran deeper than my petty human dealings. Today, I was feeling good. My whiskers twitched with anticipation. The electric buzz in the air was intoxicating. My assistants had decided to turn tail for the evening, favoring the warmth of Jay's traditional food back at the old home. I was alone with my thoughts and no one to stop me. The thought of kimchi turned my attention to my own rumbling belly. The time to feast had arrived. And yet, as I padded over to my own dishes, the sweet scent of tuna was nothing but an afterthought. My food had been stolen. There were few suspects present at the crime scene, and even fewer witnesses. This was going to be a tough case to crack, perhaps my toughest yet. Suspect 1, Mrs. Kibbles. The only other cat living on the third floor and a well-known fish fiend. She was intelligent, knew what she wanted and where to get it. There was a guarantee this was not her first rodeo.
And what could I possibly want with your subpar scraps?
Don't play me for a fool. You've been known to frequent every apartment on this floor.
All of them except yours, your note. Almost like it belongs to some stingy house cat.
I'll have you know it pays to be stingy in a world like this, Mrs. Kibbles.
Is that so? Well, perhaps you'd better show me sometime.
That a threat?
Well, it's worth a try.
Getting away with eating my food?
I could hardly begin to describe what you eat, Crescent. From what I've heard, you'll eat just about anything, like some sort of stray. Ice cream. Honestly, it's upsetting.
Mrs. Kibbles, did you or did you not steal my food?
Why, Crescent? I'm offended you even asked.
Suspect 2. Dearly beloved toy of mine, practically a brother. Or was it? I turned my head to the window and its beady eyes taunt me. It seems an interrogation was in order. Pistachio. For a witness, you've been awfully quiet. Anything on your mind? On your conscience? You know, you remind me of me in my younger days. I was stubborn too. But now I'm patient. And we've got all night, buddy. Just the two of us. You'll crack one of these.
No, Pistachio!
Hey there, Crescent. How's it going?
Carrot Pete, you murderer. You killed Pistachio.
Oh, sweet. You got pistachios?
It's my brother, you fool.
You're... Oh, you mean that toy down there?
Criminal always returns to the crime scene. You. You stole my food.
What? No! Birds can't eat that stuff.
Liar. I could kill two birds with one stone. Or rather, one bird with my teeth. Maybe he was right. Maybe Christmas comes in July, but I didn't believe it.
Look, if it's that big of a deal, I'll just fly down there and bring the toy back up.
No. It's too late for him now. Nothing can repent for your sins. What are you doing? Get away from the crime scene, thief.
It's an open shut case, detective. You ate your food and forgot about it.
Blasphemy.
That must have been one heck of a nap you took. The evidence is all over your face. Well, this has been fun. Catch you around, Crescent.
Somewhere in a generic small town in an unspecified part of America lives a cat. A foolish, empty-headed, undignified idiot cat. His name? Well, I'm sure you've heard it enough by now.
In today's episode, you heard Cry MJ as Crescent and Mrs. Kibbles, and Jasper T as Carrot Pete. This April Fool's special was written by Cry MJ and Jasper T and edited by Cry MJ.